At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul
on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Down, way down the rabbit hole. Buckle up.
We're putting respect on Lil Red.
Listen, woo! Listen. So I'm still trying to figure out that, again, you can text in 402-464-5685.
As always.
Right?
As always.
And be a part of it. You can follow on the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961.
You can get mad at me about my Lil Red love.
No, they can't be mad at you about your Lil Red love, babe.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can text in about that, but we're going to change your perception of Lil Red.
I now need a Lil Red hat. Do they exist?
They should. I'm pretty sure they do.
Can you check and see if Lil Red has, and I don't want like a silkscreen hat. I want a full-on stitched joint.
Well, okay.
Right? I would assume that there are Herbie hats.
There's a Lil Red shirt.
It's a shirt, but it's not.
I'm trying to find a hat.
I'm going full all in with Lil Red.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Right. Like I'm and again, we need to do it appropriately. He shall forward. We will issue the proclamation.
All right.
That throughout all of Husker Nation, he is forwardly known forever and eternally as Hall of Famer Lil Red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the only way to address him appropriately and to give him due respect. He, from this day forward, on this day, July 26th, is it 26th? Today's 26th?
Today's 27th.
27th? Is it really?
Today's the 27th.
It is not!
What is this on my computer?
Ben! Please tell me you're wrong.
It's the 27th.
Today's the 27th?
Yeah.
That, come on. Really? Today's the 27th.
Yesterday was the 26th. Today's the 27th.
Here's why this can't be so.
So I see a hat with Herbie on it.
Here's why this can't be so.
Why?
That means tomorrow is July 28th.
Yes.
July 28th is my birthday.
Ooh.
And I'm not prepared.
You're not prepared.
I'm not prepared.
I think, guys, this is what we need to do for DPs. We need to get
DP. I am not prepared.
We need Lil Red merchandise for DP. That's what we need to get DP.
I am not prepared.
What do you need to prepare for?
Ben, see, here's the beauty of youth is that birthdays are like popcorn. You just think they exist everywhere and they're good and nutritional. But as you age, each birthday has greater value because there's fewer of them for me than there are for you.
My next birthday is going to have some pretty good value when I turn 21.
When you turn 21.
Yeah.
Right? Right? And it's a big deal because you've had 21 birthdays. You've had 20 birthdays. The next one is 21. But your life changes in the next one because it begins anew. You now will be, in your birthday, you will be able to do things that you've never done before.
Yep.
For my birthdays, usually it means there are fewer things I can do.
DP's like, one year closer to the end.
Hey, man. Like,
it's technically right for all of us, 1 year closer to the end.
Well, it really is. Like, I'm never going to be older than I am
right now.
Yeah. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Same with me.
And I'm never going to be younger.
You want to know who doesn't age? Lil Red.
Lil Red is eternal.
He's eternal.
Hall of Famer Lil Red. We will not speak less of the legendary mascot, yeah, the Hall of Famer, Little Red.
I need a Little Red hat. Why do I see Herbie hats but not Little Red hats?
What is up with this? I'm all in. And now, like, I need a Little Red hoodie. I need a Little Red hoodie. And then we need to have the discussion over... Let me see. So it says, years ago, Texter says, year from the text line, years ago at Nebraska's license plate, it had Beef State stamped on it.
Beef State.
It's a Beef State.
Nebraska really is a Beef State.
Okay. So Ben, as you scan the world for Little Red hats and then Little Red hoodies, because that has to happen. Oh, 100% Hall of Fame. And
if there's not.
And there's not. We're gonna call our print, our merch friends around Lincoln, Triple B, Perch, like whoever it is. Mm-hmm. That there needs to be Little Red hoodies. Hats and hoodies.
I would buy it.
Hats and hoodies. Like it
I want a shirt too. I want a shirt.
But it has.
I saw a Little Red shirt.
But it has to say
Beef State.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Look, we're also gonna push Beef State. Like, oh, come on.
Why does he have to have a corn cob in his pocket? He should be riding a cow.
He should be riding, you know what?
You know, that would be, Texas, that would, the
riding. No, that would be, he should be riding Bevo. Like, he should be riding Bevo. Like, 100%. I'm all in for this. This is not, and in true transparency, this is not at all what was planned, but this is the way we're going.
We shouldn't even plan for shows. We should just go as it is.
Like, what do we, well, listen, this is why, so we had some shows today that canceled and some shows that couldn't show. Yeah. And I said, well, this has been an interesting week. I've been at Big Ten. I've been out of studio all week. And sometimes when you're traveling for events like that, you lose connection to home. Like, mm-hmm, you lose connection to what's going on locally. And watching downtown Lincoln, especially at the corner of 11th, though, we're seeing recruits walk by the window. We're seeing, we know that coaches are active. We know that there's, especially last night, we actually stayed open late and had coffee because people who were going to the recruiting, yeah, exhibition, right, mm-hmm, stopped by. And yeah, so we had Luke leave out coffee for coaches, and we had some Husker folks stop by and have coffee.
That's cool.
And so you lose connection. Then you go, oh, wait a minute. This is the week where Nebraska changes. Lincoln changes this week because the Huskers go to practice. They go to camp on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It all changes. And I thought about it, like, Monday, we're going to be at Buffalo Wings and Rings all day.
Yeah, what is it, 10 to 6?
10 to 6, we'll be there, so you'll be able to stop by.
After the break.
Mm-hmm. And so, because I haven't thought about it properly, finding out that, if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't know that my birthday's tomorrow. Like, I literally, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just, huh?
What day did you think it was?
I don't know. Like, I thought maybe, like, Tuesday? I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't think it was tomorrow. So tomorrow, or tonight at midnight, I'll be, you don't know how old I am, do you?
I don't want to guess.
You can't offend me.
Okay.
You cannot offend me. Just honestly, legitimately, how old do you think I am? Right?
Late 50s, early 60s.
So at midnight, I'll be 62.
Okay. So I was right.
Right.
I was
like, I was in the ballpark. It's a thing. And so you become, and I realize I'm the old guy at the station now.
I'm the young guy. I know that. Yeah,
you're the young guy. I'm the old guy. And a big part of doing these shows is a crossing of streams, is just to make sure that, one, I understand how young people today are thinking. This is what the college athlete shows do for me, is that they remind me of what it's like to be young. Right, is what it's like to be young. Like, we have athletes come in here and just tell you, just like, well, how do you not know that? But it also changes my week, mm-hmm, in that in my head, I at some point this week I would have celebrated this. Now I kind of have to celebrate it. Buffalo Wings and Rings on Monday.
That's not a bad place to celebrate
on Monday.
It.
So that's kind of going to be what that is. So here are the thing: the projects we need to create, and Ben, I'll leave it to you to get to Bella and Anaya.
Yeah.
Because We need Lil Red, Hall of Famer Lil Red,
mm-hmm.
right?
He's Hall of Famer.
Right? Hall mm-hmm. of Fame, that needs to be branded, marketed.
Why is Nebraska not marketing it?
I don't know. Ben, you know me well enough to know that I ask questions, and sometimes I wonder why things are done or not done the way they are. And this is one of those. That Hall of Fame Lil Red has to trend. Like, it immediately from this, again, yeah. we'll issue a formal proclamation. So we need one of those certificates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach out to the university and invite Lil Red down to the mill at 11th and O. And
You want Lil Red in the mill?
Oh, I 100%. Because right. I want to do and have the mayor make an official proclamation that it's national, it's Little Red Day, Hall of Famer Little Red Day in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And we can pick the day. You know.
I wonder how many Big Ten mascots are in the Hall of Fame.
This is why I wanted to see if you knew the mascot, who the mascot, what the name of the mascot,
yeah.
and then who the mascot was. Because the Huskers is the mascot.
Herbie Husker.
But they're the Huskers.
Yeah.
So the USC Trojans.
Yeah.
But the Trojan has a name.
Just like
Herbie has a name. Yeah. Lil Red, Hall of Famer. And here's mm-hmm. the other thing. It needs to be marketed and branded that Herbie is a Hall of Famer.
True, yeah.
Hall of Famer Herbie Husker.
Yeah.
Hey,
they both have won three national championships.
So I need the shirts and hats. I need a Lil Red Hall of Famer Lil Red hoodie.
Yeah.
That I'm just going to wear.
I only saw a shirt when I was scrolling
I'm going to wear it
minutes.
At every, literally, when I go media to anything Husker, I'm wearing the Husker, like, Hall of Famer Little Red hoodie.
This is funny because I went at the DN, they don't want us wearing, like, red or Nebraska stuff because right. they don't want us to be, like, affiliated right. with the school or whatever. But right. DP's like, I'm wearing Little Red.
I don't even care. Listen, Ben, let me explain it. I'm a member of that club where they tell you be neutral as media, be neutral. Yeah. So I generally wear black to Husker events, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't usually wear red. No.
Right? Or just like I went and get like the Adidas black.
Yeah.
There's
unless like, I'm in the student section.
There's dress slacks that are Adidas men's dress, like the kind of the golfer kind of version. And then there are pullovers that are Adidas in the various colors without the logo. And I think like that's what I wear. So I wear like today I have on the Adidas hat without the logo. I have a top to match. So if I want to wear black slacks with it, I can do that and go to events. But I'm telling you, the moment I get my hands on a Hall of Fame Lil Red hoodie, it's the joint, man. It is.
Bill texted saying, Nebraska bookstore used to sell Lil Red and Herbie bobbleheads. You can put that on your desk.
Oh, what a...
A bobblehead.
But I need Hall of Famer Herbie Husker and Hall of Famer Lil Red bobbleheads.
Yeah.
So, again,
I wonder how many Big Ten mascots have won.
I'm giving
Hall of Fame.
I'm giving Nebraska million-dollar ideas. Right? Because the proclamation of there being Hall of Fame mascot day, right, for Lil Red and Herbie Husker. And that could be two separate days. And then, listen, how long of a line would you wait in if at a Husker home football game, they were going to give out to the first 1,000 students a Hall of Fame Lil Red bobblehead?
The student section would be all over. I'm telling you, the youth likes Lil Red better than Herbie.
So
I go to the college. I can tell you if I would conduct a poll, more people would like Lil Red. At the UNL.
We're going to do all of this.
Then Herbie.
We're going to do all of this. And then imagine that at the first Husker home basketball game, that we create the Hall of Fame Lil Red fan club. Does Lil Red have a fan club?
Probably not.
Like, okay, so this is a thing I need to know, right?
Okay, I'm looking at the mascot Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I'm just looking. I see.
I'm trying to see which ones. I don't want to go to each individual one to see which one are Hall of Famers. I know, like, I'm pretty, when I looked up, like, Ohio State's, I don't think I saw that he was in the Hall of Fame. I didn't see it. Ohio State.
Okay, so pull up the, he does not have a Hall of Fame. He does not have a fan club. Okay, Ben.
Lil Red doesn't have a fan
are
club.
Are you willing to be president of the Lil Red fan club?
I would be honored.
Right?
To be president.
The Hall of Fame Lil Red fan club.
I would be honored.
Right?
Yes.
So, Ben, I'm going to task you with that. to actually create a social media page for the Hall of Famer. Like, it puts
He has a Twitter page. Lil Red does.
Okay, but again, this is why we do
but
this.
But this is going to be a fan account.
Right, but also, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We looked, and Little Red, now, the whole story has been that Nebraska does social media bigger and better than any other program, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if somebody's being recruited, Nebraska fans rally on social media to that they recruit do. Better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Except, we looked on that Little Red only has 1,500 followers.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Husker Nation, if you don't immediately go and find Little Red on social media and follow that Hall of Famer, the Hall of Famer.
Why is it not in his Twitter bio that he's a Hall of Famer?
That should be the picture. Like, that should be the picture.
It should be in his Twitter bio.
Hall of Fame, right? Like, 100% Hall of Famer. Right? I think it's... And Herbie Husker only has 3,000.
Yeah, that's not that many.
What are y'all doing? What are we even doing?
Okay, I'm looking... Yeah, I don't think these mascots are in the Hall of Fame. I don't... Mascot Hall of Fame.
The college football... the college... Mascot Hall of Fame? Is that what we're
that's what I'm trying to find.
Okay, so I have this year's Hall of Fame nominees, the mascot nominees. Ready for this?
Okay. Oh,
this is so baller. This is so baller. The voting has ended, but here's who was up. Big Al.
Big Al.
Big Al. Is the name of the mascot? You ready for this?
Who?
The University of Alabama.
Big Al. Oh, yeah. I think I did know that.
Big Al is... I had no idea. I'm going to do trivia all of next week. Just on the mascot names. Who was also up for it? Blitz. Blitz was nominated. Of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Bernie. Of the Miami Heat.
I knew Bernie.
Bernie.
He's a great mascot. If I would, okay. I like Lil Red better than Bernie and I'm a Heat fan. Lil Red is better than Bernie. Bernie's great.
This may be the best mascot nickname ever.
What is it? Throw it at me.
Jackson DeVille.
Jackson DeVille?
Jackson, J-A-X-S-O-N.
Is that for the Jaguars or what?
Jackson DeVille of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Come on with it. Ready for this? Lucille is the mascot of the San Francisco Giants.
What?
Remember... The conversation we had that their old name was the San Francisco Seals.
Oh, okay. They haven't updated their mascots?
Lou, and his last name, Seal, S-E-A-L, of the San Francisco Giants. Spectacular. Shut up and give me my, listen, I would be so all in. That is fantastic. Like, I just have to say that is utterly fantastic. That's remarkable.
I'm not surprised Sparty for Michigan State's in the Hall of Fame. He's a good mascot, too.
Right.
Michigan State's mascot, he's good.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right.
See, like he brings intimidation.
Is that the intent?
See, it depends. Lil Red is going for lovable.
Right.
So if you're Spartan, you're wanting to be intense. Scary. So
here's where... This is so good. This is where... So there is a mascot Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And this year's... So here's some of who's in the Hall of Fame. I don't even... Who is... Oh, for the Denver Nuggets. The Mountain Lion.
He's one of the best mascots.
Rocky the Mountain Lion.
In the nation.
The Oriole Bird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he has a name, but... for the Chicago Blackhawks, Tommy Hawk.
Tommy Hawk. I like that.
Tommy Hawk. The Coyote for the Spurs is just the Coyote.
Yep. He's pretty good, too.
KC Wolf.
Okay.
Of the Chiefs.
Yeah. He's also good.
Brutus Buckeye. Most people know Brutus Buckeye. Is it Youppi of the Montreal Canadiens.
I'm not for sure.
That's a French name. So, Boomer of the Indiana Pacers.
Okay. I don't even know if I've seen him.
Udy. Of the University of Delaware. U-D.
Oh. All right.
Benny the Bull, of course.
Ben, he's good. He's also good.
He's fantastic. Of course, the San Diego Chicken, who's the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree on the fact that the San Diego Chicken is the GOAT of mascots?
I don't know. Benny the Bull is pretty good.
I'm old school.
Benny the Bull is pretty good.
I'm old school. The Denver Nuggets. So I'm going to tell you.
Mascot's pretty good.
I'm just going to tell you that San Diego Chicken elevated the mascot game. Elevate. Go. Full go.
Okay.
My computer.
Not going to argue it.
My computer. So here's what we'll do. We'll go to break. We'll pick up right here when we come back to 101. Mascots in the Hall of Fame. And then, again, putting respect on the name of Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Lil Red.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, we're fully down the rabbit hole.
I love it.
We went to the Mascot Hall of Fame
page. Yep.
Uh huh. And in full disclosure, we were incorrect in saying that both Nebraska mascots are in the Hall of Fame.
Herbie's not.
There is a difference between being the mascot of the year and being in the Hall of Fame. So imagine Heisman Trophy winner, player of the year, mascot of the year. Herbie won mascot of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Herbie is not in the Mascot Hall of Fame.
It's Lil Red.
Lil Red is in the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Can this officially put the debate away that Lil Red, like, put respect on Lil Red. He is a better mascot than Herbie. I don't care what anyone says. He is a better mascot.
If you said that through all the Heisman Trophy winners, that only one got into the College Football Hall of Fame, wouldn't you deem that that player was the best player in Nebraska history?
Probably.
Right?
That's what it says.
Right? Like, listen, it's good that Nebraska, both of their mascots, well, not all of their mascots, their last two, because...
Their mascots before were bad. They were bad.
The mascots before, while legendary, not Hall of Fame.
But Lil Red.
Lil Red is in the Hall of Fame.
We're going to look.
And one of 33.
Yeah, there's not many.
There's only 33 mascots, pro, college, or otherwise, who are in the Hall of Fame. And in the Big Ten Conference. Now, Penn State's mascot, Nittany.
I don't know how he's in it. He's not that good.
It is the worst mascot outfit.
In the Hall of Fame, at least.
Well, the only mascot outfit that was terrible, that was worst in my mind, was Stanford's. Back in the day when they had this horrible ragtag tree costume. There was a human walking around in a tree. And it wasn't even well done. It was terrible. Truth be told, it was terrible.
But I don't think Penn State's mascot's that good. Maybe I'm a hater.
All right. Well, he got into the class of 2017.
I don't know how.
And so then so I'll give you the list. So Philly Fanatic, who may be the most known now.
Yeah.
Now. There is a minor league one, Slugger, of the Portland Sea Dogs.
All right.
Who got in. I'm a fan. I'm looking at him now. I'm a fan because he looks like how I want a dog mascot to look.
Mm-hmm.
Ugga is not in. Ugga is not in. Which I think changes soon.
This is serious debate.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, that has to happen.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
Mascot Hall of Fame.
The Phoenix Suns Gorilla.
He's good.
Smokey from the University of Tennessee. Do you know who the White Sox mascot is?
No.
Southpaw.
Okay.
And
what does he look like?
A green ghouly thing.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah, weird is the right description. Then, and in the Big Ten, so the Houston Astros.
Yeah, not surprising.
Orbit. Astros. Orbit. Cute. Cute. My time in Houston made me a fan. The Cleveland Indians. Yep. Slider.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Then you have Syracuse Orange. Otto the Orange. His name is Otto.
His name is Otto, and he is orange.
Like he's just a big orange. He's just a big orange.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I see it.
Right, Mr. Met.
Mr. Met.
Mr. Met. Traditional, long game, big, huge baseball head.
I'm seeing. I can't wait to get down this list. This one that's making me laugh. That's in the Hall of Fame.
Right, like that. That's kind of what this is. Right, just to go through it. And I'll say this again. Nittany is the, like, that outfit is the worst outfit of it. It's the Harlem Globetrotter mascot.
That's the one. I'm like, okay. Globy. I didn't even know they had a mascot.
Globy.
I didn't know they had a mascot.
Is in the Husker Hall of Fame. Because he's traveled the world.
The mascot Hall of Fame.
He's literally traveled the world.
And his head is the world. His head is the world.
Yeah, he's an ambassador. Casey the Wolf. The Utah Jazz Bear, I knew the actual original Jazz Bear. Incredible dude, incredible athlete, spectacular.
He's good.
Yep. He's
Casey's.
And then Jackson DeVille, again, who's very cool. And he's a very cool looking mascot.
Did you say Lil Red? Or you're not there yet?
Lil Red. That's so funny that they're not. Bucky Badger.
Yeah.
So the Big Ten,
he's good.
Big Ten mascot.
He's pretty good.
Bucky Badger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brutus Buckeye.
He's mid in my opinion, but it's whatever. He can be in.
Yeah, I mean it's a thing. Aubie from Auburn, the Auburn Tiger.
I like that.
He's good. It's a good looking outfit.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like
it's not too kiddie, but it's not too scary. It's like a perfect middle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now there is a Big Red in the Hall of Fame. The mascot Hall of Fame. Except he's from Western Kentucky University.
Yeah. I'm looking at, he looks scary. He looks kind of scary.
He's fun. He does a lot of facial expressions.
He's got big eyebrows is what I'm seeing.
I didn't know that Blue was in.
The Colts?
Yeah. Your boy Blue.
He's pretty good.
I didn't know that Blue was in. Blue is in. Little Red.
Lil Red. Put respect Lil Red, on Lil Red.
Lil Red, Hall of Famer.
The fact that he is in company with all these mascots just shows how elite of a mascot he is.
Hall of Famer. Lil Red.
Yeah.
Like, do your thing, bro. Like,
he's like the Kevin Durant of mascots.
Like, we can't even surprised that Monty. From Montana, the Grizzlies. Mm. And that's a pretty cool one because he's got a bandana. A bear bandana. That's a win. Because I guarantee you that bandana is very popular.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure Lil Red is the only human mascot. Like the only mascot that's an actual like person. Out of all of those. I'm pretty sure. Because when I looked, it says costumed character. Like it's a character mascot. He's the only like human
mascot. Well, it says...
I'm pretty sure.
Right. He's the only.
Yeah.
Yeah. They list him in his own category.
Yeah. He's in his own category on the website.
He is the only costumed human character.
Yeah.
And fully costumed.
Yeah.
Like, so he doesn't get to change his facial expression. He doesn't have.
No. You know, he's this blow up.
So he's there. And I'm pretty sure that somebody out there knows somebody who's been Lil Red. We need to find somebody who's actually been in the Little Red.
I can only imagine how amazing that would be to be Little Red.
Right? Like they missed the layup. I'm pretty sure there's a competition.
Yeah. How at Nebraska has this memo not been pushed that Little Red is a Hall of Famer with only like 32 other mascots?
Let me help here that the NCAA through a full survey of fans and athletes, is listed and voted as the number one inflatable mascot in all of the NCAA.
Lil Red. I'm telling you, he is elite. Why do Husker fans not like him?
Well, somebody got, and it's funny too, because, you know, you can find everything on the internet and people complaining that it's the university holding on to the 80s and 90s. But anybody that wants to get rid of the 80s and 90s, quite frankly, stop it.
That's literally the reason why Nebraska is at all like.
Why do you have holidays? To hold on to tradition as a reminder for the past.
Yeah.
The good things past. Mm-hmm. That's why you have birthdays. That's why you have anniversaries. Literally saying, like, don't pay attention to the past. Stop it. It's a lame thing to say. Yeah. You're better than that.
I agree.
You're better than that.
Especially when it's Lil Red.
Right? Like, I mean, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer,
right? Hall of Famer. Like, again, full proclamation coming. It's pretty amazing.
Should we throw it to break before?
Yeah, and we'll go through a little bit more. We'll get back to the Bug Eaters.
Yeah, we need to touch on Bug
Eaters. And Corn Cob Man. We'll get to those when we come back to One-on-One.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's been busy. It's been fun, One-on-One. We started with the Paris Olympics and the Huskers in it and the Big Ten Conference in it, and we bounced around, and we ended up paying tribute to Hall of Famer Lil Red.
Herbie's not a Hall of Famer. Just want to throw that out there.
He was mascot of the year, but he was not Hall of Famer.
I think that officially makes Lil Red the better mascot, in my opinion.
He's the GOAT. He's the only human character. He's the GOAT.
He's the best. He's definitely the best inflatable mascot out there, right? In my opinion. Like, by far the best.
And then they said a thing. We went back to the original because I said, if you're going to do throwbacks, you got to do Bug Eater throwbacks.
Yeah.
You got to do Bug. So the Bug Eaters. And this was, they're the footprint for college football in Nebraska. And they said, and this is from the university history website, that at first the name Bug Eaters began as a little joke about the people of Nebraska. The people who came to Nebraska were mainly immigrants seeking a new life. Now, just circle that when you have discussions today about Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
if you know how you started, you should probably chill out the rest of the way. You should probably chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly immigrants seeking a new life. And then there was a phase in a marketing brand that said football players to eat corn, not bugs. The transition in the messaging from bug eaters to corn huskers. Right? Statewide nickname, which came from Nebraska's notorious numerous bull bats, which should be the actual name of Nebraska athletics. Bull bats. Because those are the animals that ate corn. They ate bugs to protect the crops.
Mm.
So it says, they were called bug eaters because they fed on bugs. The name was also apt because of the poverty-stricken appearance of many parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
In 1900, a sports correspondent began calling the team the Cornhuskers. And by 1907, the name was accepted by Charles Cy Sherman, Lincoln's sports editor, was credited with having conceived the name. And in 1933, the University Athletic Board presented him with a gold football properly inscribed as such. Just gonna say it.
Whoever made Little Red should get a gold football.
As well.
Yep.
Right? But do we talk about, that a journalist created the name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A sports writer switched it from bug eaters to Cornhuskers.
That is interesting.
Right? And that this is the footprint for all of this. It says, and I can go into it, it hadn't been a significant tradition for many Americans in the United States. In Nebraska, however, it was part of the way of life since the early days of the University of Nebraska. When it started the program, they were the bug eaters. The first few names, ready for this? At first, they were the Nebraskans. That's the very first name.
Mm.
The Nebraska Nebraskans.
That's lame.
Then they were the tree planters. The Old Gold Knights. And then a popular one, the Rattlesnake Boys.
I never heard that one.
The Rattlesnake Boys. The name Bug Eaters given to the team in the 1890s. That lasts the rest of that decade. However, it was changed at the turn of the century, but also representing Nebraska as a whole. The Bug Eaters lasted for a couple of decades. The state, even preceding statehood.
Mm-hmm.
Statehood. Listen, there's a whole bunch to this thing. This is a rabbit hole we're never going to go get out of.
Yeah, we need another show.
We'll do this because in having the Big Ten mascots, as a conversation piece, here's what we need to remember. Purdue Pete is not the mascot of the university or Purdue University.
It's a train.
It's the Boilermaker Special. That's the actual mascot.
That's
Purdue Pete is just represents the athletic department. There's Brutus Buckeye, Bucky Badger, Goldie the Gopher, Harry the Husky, Herbie Husker, Herky the Hawk. Herky,
yeah,
is the Hawk name. Joe Bruin for UCLA.
Yeah.
Lil Red is included in the mascots as well. Nittany Lion.
Is Nebraska the only one with two mascots?
Yes. The Oregon Duck. Well, Purdue Pete is considered. So Purdue has two.
I guess.
Sparty. Testudo. Traveler. Willie the Wildcat. And, of course, Bucky Badger. So those are the mascots. But you know what?
Lil Red might be the best out of all of them.
Shout out.
Hall of Famer.
To the Hall of Famer. Lil Red.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.